So I don't know if you followed the baby formula crisis. It was last week, a week ago today. The Biden administration had the incredible, brilliant idea to meet with the producers of baby formula months after they knew there was a problem. But the problem might not be getting better. Kelly Speck joins us. And Kelly's the mom and author of Hope in the Heartache, The Journey of Grace and Growth with a Special Needs Child. She joins us talking a little bit about humanizing this issue. Thanks for being with us, Kelly.
Hi, good morning, Jack. Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be with you.
Well, no, thanks for having. Where are you joining us from?
I live in Kensington, Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C.
All right. Tell us a little bit about your own family situation and how this impacted you as a parent.
Sure. You know, it was basically a complete shock. To give you a little background, I have three children. My oldest son, Bennett, is almost 15, and he had a traumatic birth, a 70-day NICU stay, an oxygen depletion and cerebral palsy diagnosis. So we had baptism into parenthood by fire, and he's now a happy boy, but he definitely has many challenges. He is nonverbal, is in a wheelchair, cannot sit, stand, walk, talk, and is 100% G-tube fed, which basically means he gets all of his nutrients through a feeding tube in his stomach. So long story short, a couple weeks ago, I was actually heartbroken for a friend of ours who's a young mom fighting cancer with an infant child. And so I was working to try and find formula for her as she was fighting stage 4 cancer. And I went to call our medical supplier to order my son's formula that he uses for his feeding tube. And they said, oh, it's on back order. There's none in the warehouse. And I said, well, what are you talking about? That's never happened. And he said, ma'am, are you aware of the formula shortage? And it hit me. I'm thinking newborns and infants and just devastated for young moms who were sleep deprived and hormonal and unable to feed their babies. And then all of a sudden it hit me, oh my gosh, any person reliant on formula for tube feeding is being affected by this crisis. And so it jolted me to reality, and I then began looking for options and continue to do so right now because it's still on back order as far as I know. So it's been extremely upsetting. I find it completely unacceptable, and the leadership in this country is abysmal right now.
You know, I want to come back to that, Kelly Speck. I didn't realize, because I have younger folks in my life or kids and with family, you know, but I guess my point is I didn't, you know, if you're not in that shoes you were in and this happened and it just all of a sudden was a crisis, it was kind of a shocker. And, you know, if you didn't need to get baby formula, we had listeners a week or two ago say they were spending 3 or 4 hours driving around looking for baby formula. You can go to Canada and get it. My point is, I'm hearing now that whoever oversees this stuff, our federal government, if you will, they knew there was a problem months ago, like 6 months ago. Why wasn't the alarm raised earlier?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, add it to the list of things that are in complete crisis right now that no one has any idea is happening. I mean, I think there's just so much media covering, trying to cover for this administration, trying to make sure that people don't realize how bad things really are. But then all of a sudden, when moms, dads, caregivers cannot feed the people in their home, their sirens are going off. And basically, the veil has been lifted. It's yeah. Full exposure of just the complete inept leaders in our country right now. I mean, the fact that they knew and didn't act more swiftly to solve this crisis is unacceptable on every level. I mean, my anger is off the charts, but due to my blood pressure issues, I'm just trying to take.
Yeah, you gotta keep those down. Keep those down, Kelly.
eBay, you know, yeah. I've been on eBay basically looking for formula, and it's truly mind-boggling.
Kelly Speck, Hope in the Heartache, The Journey of Grace and Growth with a Special Needs Child, her book and other stuff. Kelly, if you want people to learn more, best website or home base for people to learn more is?
Sure. It's hopeintheheartache.com. That just tells a little bit about our family, and you can buy our book and just kind of, we call our little Bennett, he's kind of like our own little Forrest Gump. You know, we're just ordinary people, but because of him, we've had some really extraordinary events, and we just wanted to share it with the world. He's a gift to our family, and thank you for having me.